At the end of the podcast, we got some cool bonuses for you this week. Damon John from Shark Tank is going to join us on here, where we're going to talk about what he's going through on lockdown. Also, Kane Brown, Chris Young, and Sam Hunt. Some really cool interviews. It's at the end of the podcast, right after the closing jingle. It just begins. So stick around to the very, very end for this awesome little bonus.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast, the podcast.
Back.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
The podcast. This week sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Big D. Hi, Patrick. Patrick's in the other room. Hello, Carson.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
No gold?
No, I'm so sorry. We got a brand new gold.
I have to keep asking you every week.
I know. I get distracted. I go, here we go.
I got coronavirus.
Uh-oh. Do you need tissues? Uh-oh. I have them.
No, did you cough into your, or sneeze into your arm?
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you really? You're asking me. I teach the class.
Is 6 a.m. right now.
Is 6 a.m. right now.
That is this new YouTube channel that we found. It is awesome. Actually, we didn't find it. It found us. Yeah. Riley King is a YouTuber who's trying to launch like the Riley King Radio Network and all that kind of stuff. And we're fascinated. Like,
it's pleasantly fascinated.
It's very, very crazy because Riley will say this.
Is 6 a.m. right now.
A lot. Yep. And it's so cool.
And he has a fish tank.
And he has a very loud fish tank.
Carson. Patrick, did you get one for Carson? It's just me and Bub.
Our little rite of passage.
Homeland Security sent us. It is a letter from the Integrated Operations Coordination Center.
It's a love letter.
And the National Communications Coordination Branch with cyber and infrastructure of the CISA.
Don't give out everything it says, because then you're going to have fakes getting out there.
You know what? You are so right.
Mm. Yeah. We have governmental permission to get out and not socialize, but
do our thing, man.
Yeah.
Come into the studio and work. Dude, I'm totally using this to go wherever I want.
I'm going to go to my gym, and they're going to come in, and they're going to be like, sorry, the gym's closed. I'm going to pull this out. I'm going to go.
I am.
To whom it may concern.
I drove by the gym the other day. Because I missed it so much, but there's a big sign on the door.
Okay, did you see what was going on over there?
No.
Okay, the other day I drove by the gym, and Carson and I go to the same gym. I go there to sleep, she goes there to work out. So I drove by, and there was like 5 cars outside, and all these trucks were parked backwards, and I'm like, what is going on? They're upgrading. They're using this time off to freshen up the gym. They're making sweeping changes. I saw them pulling. I mean, at the moment I passed by, I could see them pulling things in and pulling things out.
Is there new equipment going in?
I think there's going to be new equipment or refreshed
equipment.
Do you
think they would sell me an arc trainer cheap?
I don't know.
Because I've been pricing them.
You should call.
Be like, hey, you want to sell me that behemoth work out on every day? No, I don't have room for it.
Ben McDonald, former LSU pitcher, former major league pitcher, Ben McDonald's Instagram had the coolest thing. There is this machine that he was on. It's like from the 90s. It's a squat machine. But instead of putting all the stuff on your back and just squatting, this is a thing where you hold on to some handles and it's attached down to your belt. So everything, all the weight is still there, but it's a safe way of doing it. It's like a safety squat machine, but it's totally different than the safety squat bars. I need to find out where he got that thing because it looks awesome.
It's not called a cat, is it?
I don't know. It looks like I don't know.
Is it kind of a sled device?
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. I mean, does it, the one you're talking about, does it have handles and everything that you grab?
Yeah, but it's, I don't know.
I've never seen this thing. I mean, it looks like farm equipment, like some implement that they just kind of adjusted and turned into something to lift weights with. Hmm. And they even had it all rigged up. Like it was, they're like, okay, we couldn't find plates. So we have a kettlebell and some bags of rice and all kinds of things duct taped to it.
That's the way you do it, man.
Yeah, that's old school. That's how Rocky won the fight, y'all.
Rocky, that's the best Rocky, right? Can we agree?
All the Rockies when he trains, you know, and he does his basic, you know, Rocky CrossFit stuff.
Hey, what movie should I watch tonight? I'm thinking I'm going to do like something old school maybe. It's a great old school.
Old school?
Like old school. I was thinking maybe Something in the lines of Back to the Future, the first one.
You know what I would suggest? What do you think about Back to School? Rodney Dangerfield? Remember with the triple Lundy when he goes diving?
Like, oh, yeah.
That's kind of been in my head that I should watch that because I haven't seen it in years.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's going back to school right
now.
I'm
not a huge Rodney fan, but
actually, it's his best movie. It is his best movie.
Like, that movie's, it's good.
Like, from that era, you're
talking. The kid that plays his son is terrible. Like, he's emo before there was emo.
But so you have
Robert Downey Jr.'s in it. And, yeah.
Wait, Robert Downey Jr. was like the bad guy, though, right? Wasn't he like the jerk from
the
other
frat? No, he was
the
bad guy in Weird Science.
Oh.
He was the jerk in Weird Science. But yeah. No, in this one, he's the dork, and he's friends with the dork son. So, yeah, it's just one of those movies that popped in my mind, and I'm like, I haven't seen that in years. And you said Old School. I'm like, oh, that's an 80s. And it had like Weird Science played a house party. Not Weird Science, Oingo Boingo. They played a house party for them, and that... Because I think it's Dead Man's Party popped up on my
Speaking
playlist.
Speaking of science, what about Real Genius with Val Kilmer? Do you remember that where they did the popcorn stunt at the end?
Genius.
Do you remember that? Like they redirected the laser weapon from space, and I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, spoiler alert, the movie's 40 years old.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Val Kilmer, like this was before Top Gun.
Yeah, it's like Val Kilmer before Tombstone and all. It was like, he's kind of kooky. Was his hair bleached out in it?
I don't remember.
I remember a lot about Val Kilmer.
Yahoo Serious. But what was that movie?
Oh, God, with that Australian
dude? What was that? I'm like, I'm having all these flashbacks to terrible movies from the 80s.
This is how you can tell we grew up on HBO, this kind of stuff.
Not me. I grew up on squiggly HBO. Oh. We didn't have it. Oh. We had to watch through the lines. Kind of like the way Big D did with Cinemax.
Skinemax. Yeah, Skinemax, man. Todd come over and we'd try and it's upside down. Boobs would be at the feet. Feet would be at the boobs. It really messed me up.
Is that an elbow?
we just like, man, this is amazing. And then I fell asleep and then my mom walked in and Todd's still got his head turned sideways.
And trying to figure out
what was what. And she comes in and he goes, turn it off. And she goes, Todd, don't worry about it. I'm not going to tell your parents. For one thing, you can't see anything. So,
but he's listening to the noises.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's part of it, I guess. That's why I guess I'm such a romantic.
Top Secret with Val Kilmer. Something. Dirty Dozen. A lot of great suggestions here coming in, dude.
Top Secret?
Top Secret.
Hey, do you guys remember?
Top Secret. Wasn't that the Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the kind of the goof movie.
Like they made fun of James Bond and
all
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would say that was a comedy, right?
Police Academy 1 through 5 are all on Netflix right now.
We
watched number 1 with my son the other day. It's a little slow, but you know what? It had moments of really good. Like he would laugh. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Has he seen Spaceballs yet?
No, I don't think. I don't know if he would get.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What are you waiting for?
I don't know if he would get the jokes.
Dumb movie. Spaceballs is so stupid.
Spaceballs is terrible.
It's awful.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a nerd.
I quote that all the time.
Oh, man.
The only thing I know is I see your Schwartz is bigger than mine.
It's just.
What does that make us? Absolutely nothing. There's so much. Yeah. I can sing the song.
What about War Games? Remember that?
Yeah.
I love
Shall
that.
We play a game?
That's a weird thing to show to kids now because. Like, we didn't have all the connections, and they're like, you know, it's just showing the old computers and stuff. It's just so...
Like showing how you dial in, where you actually put the phone on the little thing, and it listens.
Oh, gosh. It's like, even if you go back and watch Weird Science, when they're sticking magazine cutouts in a floppy disk drive, and you have to, like, stop and explain to the kids, okay, once upon a time, we had to keep all the information on these disks. And,
okay. Yeah. I had a computer where it had a cassette tape drive.
What?
Yes, it had a cassette. It was my first computer. Yeah, my first computer. It was a tape. Cassette tape is where you
it
stored
would make
your
little
info.
Noises.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, that was right before the .com boom.
Hmm.
I'll have to figure out something. I'll do some kind of a. We're doing tacos and. Some kind of old movie.
Blazing Saddles?
How about Clue?
Ooh, I like that.
Have you seen Knives Out?
Have you seen Knives Out?
I haven't.
Knives Out is kind of like a modern take on Clue, and it's really good.
I'm sure it's great, but it doesn't have Tim Curry.
I don't know. It's pretty great. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm just.
What's his name? James Bond. You know, the blonde
Daniel?
Bond. Yeah, Daniel Craig. Mm. He's in it, and he plays a character who talks like Foghorn Leghorn.
Nope. Well, let me see here. So what you're trying to say
is... it on a streaming service?
I think it is.
One of them?
I think it is.
I don't think it is. I think it's a rent. Yeah.
Maybe it's like Amazon. You can rent it for like $3.
Okay, well, I have Amazon, so I can see. If it's not too expensive, I might pop it in. I want to watch The Invisible Man, because that's one that was out in theaters.
Kevin Bacon?
Right? No. That new one that came out.
There's a new one.
With the chick from Mad Men. And it went out in the theaters right before we all had to go into lockdown. So they were like, oh, just kidding. We know it was out in theaters. Here, now you can on-demand it. Here, you can rent it. And I'm trying to... There's something about pulling the trigger for like $8.99 that I'm going...
I had to buy...
I don't like it that much.
I had to buy the whole season, this season of Vikings.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was on my DVR, but apparently something happened and it wasn't. And then when you try to stream it on Hulu, it's gone.
Oh,
like
really?
They do, they're two seasons. They stopped 2 seasons ago on Hulu. And I'm like, well, this kind of stinks. So I had to buy the whole rest of the season. It was like $20.
Dude, I'm just like, upgraded to commercial free Hulu. That's a game changer.
It is. It is the best.
That is a game changer.
But it's not always commercial free.
Oh, really?
Because I have Hulu Live Plus.
Yeah, that's...
So I have Hulu without commercials plus the TV service through it. And sometimes you will have commercials. So just know that it's there.
No.
And Philo, do you have Philo?
Mm-mm.
Philo is the one you get where you can watch The Walking Dead and all the History Channel stuff. So you want to check that out.
Hey, I did watch 1917 for the first time.
Was it awesome?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's so good.
So good.
We were looking to rent it the other day, but it wasn't available to rent. You had to buy it.
You can rent it now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just changed. I think last weekend was the
first time. We're watching tonight in 7.1 surround sound, 120-inch projection. Killer TV.
I did a little research on it. You know, it looks like it's shot one shot the entire time. They've kind of fudged it a few times. So they said that... but they would have to, if you've seen the movie, this will make sense to you, if not, no one at all. But they, so, you know, they're walking through a foxhole or trench, mm-hmm. and then they go out and then they get through that, and then they have to go through the field of like all the bodies and the horses and that kind of stuff. Well, they had to walk that out and pace that out first to see how long it took to get the lines in, and then they built the
set
stuff, the set around it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They literally paced it out first and then went from there.
So they had to scientifically do those lines exactly the same time.
Over and over.
And if you notice, camera will change, like it'll go from behind them and then all of a sudden it'll move and it goes in front of them. And then one person will be in they'll move positions just to keep you engaged, mm-hmm. so you're not getting bored.
What was that movie that Leonardo was in with Tom Hardy and he got humped by the bear? You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the...
Sounds like something in your private collection.
Or something.
No, I forget the name of the movie,
yeah.
but it was also
done...
Because
it's the one Leo won the Oscar for, right?
Yes,
finally.
And it was also done in that kind of style where it looks like it's one camera. And some of those shots are so sweeping and so amazing. And again, it's nature. So how do you pace out nature?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was... I forget the name of the movie. Somebody on Facebook, please tell me. Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy. It's great.
The bear.
It's got a bear. Mama bear.
I'm Googling bears humping.
Leonardo and the bear.
Oh, suddenly, this is not at all what I expected.
It says Joe Exotic.
And that's a different Joe Exotic.
Why do these guys look like me?
bears.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I didn't even go there either. Had to catch up to Big D's brain.
So, Joe Exotic, you kind of mentioned it. I actually ran into someone who has not seen it yet.
What?
At all. And they were completely lost. I sent them a little meme, as my dad would say, of Joe Exotic. And they were like, oh, are these characters from The Tiger Show? Excuse me?
The Tiger Show.
Yeah. It is great. I did a little research on what's the guy that we all hate? Jeff, is that his name? Jeff?
Yes.
He is still running the zoo. I don't know how.
Y'all hate Jeff?
How is it called a zoo?
How do you not hate Jeff?
Yeah, what?
What?
You know, Jeff is a snitch, but...
No, he's not
just a snitch. He's a snake.
What?
He burns people's houses, allegedly.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't
tell that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We got to talk about
talk
that.
About
okay,
that.
Okay, so wait a minute. I don't hate anybody in there except for the guy Gerritsen, whatever. You know, the one who got on the jet ski.
Really?
That guy.
Nobody else in there.
That guy has a He-Man haircut, and he is just like, he's totally 100% in it for him.
Yeah, but so is Jeff.
They all are.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Joe is. Carol is.
The only one who's not is that poor little dude with the long blonde hair who was like the manager, and now he's flipping burgers. Like he works at. I actually tracked down where he works.
What?
I found the restaurant where he works.
What's it called? It's called like Redneck?
Michael's. No, he's now at a fancy restaurant. He works at a place called like Michael's Grill or something.
Oh, well, I hope he's not flattening burgers with his hands.
That would
bare hands first. I saw that on the griddle and he puts his hand on it.
And you're like.
I'm like, okay. Well, luckily he's eating it, but I'm like, right, he does that all the time. You order
if he's
a burger.
So comfortable with doing
you
it.
You got his DNA on your, you're eating his hand
you,
flakes.
You got whatever he had. Corona.
Anyway, he probably is immune to Corona. Honestly, look at this guy.
This guy, he's going to outlast all of us. So tell your story about what you discovered in your research on Jeff.
Yeah, so there's all this crazy, you don't want to call them coincidences because they're not. It's that the dude who was working for Joe Exotic that was his, putting the TV show together, the web thing. The guy with the hat, the weird voice,
and he always talking.
Right. He's
like
got the black hat.
And...
So he's the one when they burned down the studio and they told him, like, you better get out of here. And so he left. All his footage was gone.
I was gone. I had no reason left to be there.
So he goes home and something like 6 months later, his house burns down. And he barely got out. His dog died in it. And I don't know. I'm trying to remember if there was something like he had asked following up with Jeff or something like that. But then there's another guy who was associated who had a deal. Remember the very last episode where they were going to clear off the land because.
The new place. The guy who was doing all the earth mover stuff.
Right.
That partner.
So I don't know if it's this guy. I don't know that
Tom
it's that dude specifically,
like that.
But one of the guys who was working with Jeff to help build this new park, he either loaned him the construction equipment or was going to rent it to him. Well, Jeff allegedly took it and sold it. And so the guy went
totally
to go bring charges against him. His house burned down.
So now he has no proof that it was his equipment.
No, but also like. Your house burned down.
See, and I kind of thought that guy was kind of a boss. Like, I thought he was pretty... I can't imagine he got
it. Well, that's the thing. I don't know that it's him.
Well,
I don't know who the guy was.
He got out of it. Like, that dude got out of it because he saw the writing on the wall that they were all crazy.
Yeah, well...
Just apparently, wherever Jeff's business deals go...
So does fire.
Looks like arson follows. Or, I'm sorry, just... Random little fires everywhere.
I can't believe in the show they never mentioned that it was Michael Jackson's alligators that burned up inside of there. Like,
well,
why? This show is so preposterous and over the top that why would you not mention, you know, Joe coming out and going, those were Michael Jackson's alligators.
You are so good at that.
He's really good at it, man.
I feel like there was already so much crazy in that show. They were like, well, we could add an additional 5 seconds of Michael Jackson, but we just don't have time. And when you're on the crazy level cut Michael Jackson, that shows you what the show is.
I know. Oh, man.
I mean, we don't bring up Britney with the other guy.
Doc.
Nope, none of this.
Doc Antel and Britney and yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so.
I keep running that scene over my head when he's like, listen, I'm broke.
That's pretty good, too.
Not changing my clothes.
You got the sniff.
And I've had kinky sex. And I was like, wow, what am I doing? What am I doing? This makes me want to wash my hands more than coronavirus. So good.
I felt like every time I watched it, I had to shut the blinds.
Yeah,
and
you're,
yet
you're
everybody else was watching.
It was so embarrassing. You go shut your blinds, you look out, and all these blinds are shutting.
My wife and I would be watching it, and my kids would walk in. What are y'all doing? It was immediately paused. We're like, oh, just watching a dumb show. It's the dumbest thing. Oh, my God, it's the worst thing ever.
Did you also know that Joe Exotic had 5 husbands, not just the 3 we knew about?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
He was married to some dude. And that guy died.
Was he also straight?
No, this one sounds...
I'm going to point out, The gay marriage has only been legal in Oklahoma for like 8 years.
Well, they had like a commitment ceremony.
He's been married five times.
So the first guy he was with for a very long time, and it sounds like that dude passed away. So then the second guy that he marries, also something else they failed to mention, Joe was notorious for going to some bar where he one day walked in with a tiger on a leash. Thought this was just, that was how he got attention.
Hey, man.
And it worked, right? So the second guy he marries, that got volatile. And that dude, the ex-husband, is in jail for murder. We don't even cover that in Tiger King because we don't have room to explore that. Man. Instead,
do you guys think there'll be a part two?
Oh,
another?
Yes.
Well, supposedly Joe's got the corona.
All right, so wait.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah, he has coronavirus.
Yeah.
In jail.
Move, Joe. You got coronavirus. Are you serious?
So wait a minute. Patrick, I sent this thing to him because there are now Vegas odds on whether or not Trump will pardon Joe Exotic.
Will Joe Exotic get pardoned before the end of Trump's first term, which is January 20th
of
next year?
Okay, so here's the crazy stuff, guys. You can't pass over this. So Joe Exotic is in there. He's in prison. But why is he the only one? As we all are watching this show, we realize that every single person on the show should be in jail. They should all be incarcerated. Why is Joe the only one that took the fall? Does anyone...
I don't know.
It's
because he's the. I mean,
the
I know
face
why.
Of it?
He was the easiest one to get.
Yeah, he wasn't good about covering his tracks.
No,
I'd say he hadn't learned the arson trick, but the alligator house actually negates that because you know. I think he just was so. He had built himself up in his own head that he thought he was famous and that he was untouchable, and he said and he did such stupid things.
Shooting her on camera, that doll or whatever mannequin.
That was the dumbest
thing.
Just
so dumb. Just
first
so
of all,
dumb.
He had terrible, terrible gun handling skills.
Oh.
That whole crew, and I, as a gun lover myself, that show was terrifying. To think that there are people that don't have the restraint and the knowledge of how to carry your gun.
Yeah, like what's his name? Just killing himself.
Or the one that started firing at people when he was firing at his... Was it Joe was firing at the mother-in-law?
Oh, God,
and he's like, ha, ha, ha. And he's like pumping bullets in the ground.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. If you want to see how not to handle guns, that's a good way. That's a lesson on not to do it.
Oh, my
it's the dumbest thing. And it's appalling because that's the kind of stuff that people go and they say, see, people don't need guns. Look at these crazies out there. Because, they are crazy. None of them need to be holding a firearm.
Or tigers.
Meth. I'm just saying.
Jolie wants to know if she says, do you think it was really him singing in his videos? No,
oh, no.
It was not.
We know it wasn't.
That's been well covered, not only documented on our show, but it's gotten the rounds on social media as well. It was not Joe. There's a whole, what's the band, Chris...
It's the
Gibson,
Clinton Johnson
Clinton
band.
That's it, Clinton Johnson band.
Which is two people's last names,
And one of them has died, and basically the surviving person wants a record deal. Like, it is their goal to use the notoriety of Tiger King to become recording stars.
The only problem is Joe owns the rights to I Saw a Tiger. How he managed to do this, I don't know, but somebody, God bless the internet, somebody went digging and found that he owns the publishing. And so he gets 100% of the royalties.
Does he own the publishing and is he listed as the songwriter?
Apparently, yes. That's what
the
documentation
was. Maybe he was the songwriter and the band
not
just recorded
to the band,
it.
Yeah. But
that's what somebody dug up. And
listen,
I went down this Twitter
thread.
I Saw
a Tiger is a rock solid jam. It is.
I Saw a Tiger is good, but my favorite one is the Here Kitty
Here,
Kitty.
Here Kitty Kitty. I
Here
think
Kitty
Kitty
is great.
Here Kitty Kitty is good. It's not
as you have to
written
watch
as well,
it with the video.
But the visual is way better.
Yeah, the video is fantastic. And of course, you know, the story of Carole Baskin, that's fantastic.
Let's
but
say that video.
On a purely musical note, I have to say, I Saw a Tiger.
It does make you feel things. I get it.
It does.
Stairway to Heaven.
Listen,
Tiger
there was
Man.
That entire week where I kept thinking, Tiger Saw. Oh, man. Like, I can't just be in my head for no reason.
What a terrible lyric. You think that's great. It's like, I saw a tiger and a tiger saw a man. What does that say?
Dude, you want to get into lyrics that don't make sense?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, this is like, that's what makes it so great. It's a great freaking rock anthem.
No, it's not.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky also doesn't make sense. All right.
You've got that wrong.
How about the lady who plays Carol Baskin?
Excuse me while I kiss this guy is what he said.
The lady who plays Carol Baskin in that video.
She's great.
She must hate life right now because she's walking around basically her twin. And people are going, hey, you're that Carol Baskin.
You killed your husband.
Allegedly.
Do you think that poor thing has dyed her hair?
Have you seen the guy that did the, I don't remember, I sent it to you. He did a deep fake where he basically put Joe Exotic's face on his face. And he has the voice down pretty much like Bubba. And
oh, haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's
you
so good.
You did not share that with me.
I want to see that. That's all we've been doing lately is all between the four of us sending and our other friends.
That's what everybody's doing.
We're all sharing memes.
Just the greatest memes.
I saw something that said 2020 was the worst year for humans in a century, but the best year ever for people who make memes.
Yeah.
All we're doing.
Yeah. So on this coronavirus thing, we were just, Bubba sent a new projection, I guess you call it. Of we're still most places, and it's broken down by states, and some states are different than
others. By the way, that website info hasn't been updated in 2 days.
That's not good.
So it looks like
you got the corona?
I got the allergies.
From that, we're probably 2 weeks away from most people having the spike,
the peak.
So the next 2 weeks are going to be pretty. It's going to get
do you guys have masks?
Wild. Yeah, I got N95 masks.
Okay. I went to the grocery store today to go get us toilet paper, which I found some. And
which one? Text me.
Okay.
Text me because we're looking for some.
Okay. I'll stop on my way home.
See if they have some. Where Big D goes to get his toilet paper, like his grocery store, there's three people popped positive.
Three.
Oh.
Yeah. So three. Big D's going to be the one to bring it in here.
Well, I will.
Lucky for y'all, I've already had it and I will be immune.
Well, I'll go. Well, Bubba's a first responder, so he can get. Okay, this works in our favor.
He can get
in places early.
Yeah.
So when they get the shipments overnight.
The shipments?
Yeah.
Shipments.
Okay.
He can go get them.
I heard that.
Doesn't this letter help me, man? I got a letter over here that says
I'm security.
Dude, if I I'm telling you right now, you know me. If I walk in there and I flash this,
you're
going
to get in.
I play the part because you know I'll play the part. Cedric's going to give me my toilet paper. Absolutely.
Well, a friend of mine, she and her husband, he's a police officer. So Sam's Club was letting first responders in like before everybody else. They were the only ones on the force that had a card. And he just kept showing the card and they were letting all the officers in to go buy
stuff. They in uniform
though? Yeah, which is great. I was like, that's all. And so then he had to stand there. Poor Corey has to stand at checkout. Like waiting for all of them to, but that way they were able to grab things.
That's awesome.
So, but I can go look for you this afternoon because they had not a huge amount, but I can just take a look.
Just get a few rolls. There's nothing.
Well, I'm only allowed to buy one package.
Oh, really?
It's limited.
So do we have to divvy it up?
Look, I got you the 12 rolls. I got the big pack. I did. I saw it at the end of the aisle. And I had my eyes on the prize, and I just scooted. I saw some woman with a carriage at the other end, and I'm like, no, ma'am, not today.
When you say you got us, you mean the business, the building. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not I told her personally. If she was out and she saw toilet paper, we all have a business credit card, buy the toilet paper, first one to find a roll because we were getting a little low, but we good now. Mm-hmm. There's only the four of us in the building.
You know what we need here? A bidet.
Also, hey, you know what? The people upstairs, they've been closed for weeks. They don't come in or out.
Yeah, but we can't.
We can't get in there.
I can. I'm the only one who can. So I'll just go steal their toilet paper.
Call the hotline right now.
No!
Call the hotline and go do it right now.
I'm not doing it right now. I'm not upstairs.
Dude, you have to wait until 3 a.m.
Toilet paper. Do you have the code? I'll do it.
I'm not doing it.
Not in the middle of the day.
Not in the middle
people.
Of the day. My luck, somebody will be up there.
No
and
one's
go.
There.
And they're going to have you on their little ring cam coming out of the elevator.
They do have cameras everywhere.
Are you going to come out?
But I mean, I'll tell. Listen, I'm not going to. I'm just going to tell them if we run out and be like, dude, we ran out and y'all weren't here. So we'll pay you. I'll pay you a dollar a roll.
We ate y'all's food.
I didn't tell you. They're selling toilet paper at the little grocery store out in the country where I live. They're selling toilet paper for $2 a roll.
They broke it out of the packs?
No, they found. So I read a really interesting article about how there is a toilet paper shortage because most people think about it over the course of a month. You don't use the bathroom only at your house. People go to work. People go to restaurants.
Right.
People go everywhere. It's not just work that you go out and use the bathroom in other places where you're not doing that. So those people aren't using their toilet paper, but all of the home supply, which is packaged and sold differently, is gone because everyone's staying home. So they had gotten a hold of these big boxes of commercial toilet paper, and it's Cottonelle and big, or Charmin. Rolls. And they're not. They're the regular rolls that are wrapped, like when you go to a hotel and you see the second roll and it's wrapped in paper.
Yeah.
That's how they sell
those.
Okay,
that's different than what I saw, because I saw this guy who, he has a business, and he bought toilet paper, like the business ones. You know the rolls that are about like 2 foot wide or whatever?
And they go in the dispenser.
Yeah, and they go in and they got the big thing. So what they were doing, he has his son sitting there with a drill, and he basically fit the drill to the thing, and he's rolling it onto the small tubes. Like from the big tube,
it,
so it'll
man.
Fit into your bathroom. So he's like, yeah, he goes, I'm going to get about 40 rolls off this one commercial roll. And it was pretty smart. I'm like, that's...
That commercial roll is usually only one ply, though.
Yeah,
it's not great.
Commercial toilet paper is the worst.
It is.
I'm totally okay with them selling one roll at a time, though. It keeps it to people who really need it, you know? I think the limit was three. You could buy three individual rolls of toilet paper. The only people going in and buying that are people who are desperate. So,
man,
that's good. We need to have some kind of backstop. No,
I worry the most about like elderly people, because they got onto this way late. If you have elderly loved ones in your life, make sure that they have the necessities. And I'm not just talking about, they're usually the best about canned goods, but I'm talking about like toilet paper and things like that, toothpaste, because they don't buy in bulk. They don't buy, you know, whatever. They buy what they need when they need it, because they don't know how long they're going to be here, I guess. But that sounds terrible. But you know what I mean. They're like, buy just exactly what they need. So, you know, if you're going to be one of those toilet paper hoarders, or if you are one, I would call your parents and grandparents and just say, hey, are you good on this? I can leave something on your porch, and you just wait 3 days and go outside and get it. Because isn't that what it is? Like, it takes 3 days for the corona to die on the plastic?
The package of what,
spray
with
Lysol,
you're fine. You're not getting corona off of the plastic from the thing. You're not. Getting it from sneezing on each other.
I'm on the phone with my mom yesterday, and I guess they got a package delivered, and so my dad goes outside to get it, and then all of a sudden she... spray it down! Spray it down! Wipe it down! No, don't put it there! No, you're going to put it... And I'm like, oh my... Yeah. Here's my poor father. He's like, I'm not putting it there. He's like, you know, like he's...
You know what they're
child.
Doing at the firehouses? They're doing, they're taking those little sprayers that like you would spray lacquer on your deck or something at your house, and they're taking that, hooking it up to a compressor, and they're doing bleach mixes. And so you can spray down all of your equipment with the bleach, and then obviously, and this is something people don't think about because maybe they just have never had to go through this, but it's not sanitized until it dries. So just because you wiped it down doesn't mean to immediately touch it. You need to let it dry first. Otherwise, you're not doing yourself any favors. So, yeah, pretty cool. If any of us have a sprayer with like something we can use, like a lacquer or anything like that, or paint or whatever, you can use a paint sprayer to disinfect large things like us.
I'm not spraying myself with a paint sprayer.
I do have some news for you guys that's just breaking. Of course, by the time you probably hear this, it'll be old news. But for us, we're just kind of getting this. Bill Withers has passed away.
Oh, no.
I saw that a few hours ago. It was right after
how
the show ended.
How come nobody told me that?
It was right after the show ended, so it was...
I didn't see that till now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lean on Me, Lovely Day, No Sunshine. Died from heart complications. He was 81. So.
Oh, that's sad,
man. It doesn't look like it was corona-related.
No, I mean,
that seems to be what we're hearing
age.
All the time. Yeah.
Oh, Patrick gets fired up whenever you talk about that, because there's a lot of people who die of whatever their causes is.
Right.
And they're just going, oh, yeah, you had a corona in their system. So they're counting that kind of stuff, too. So
they're absolutely counting that stuff. So I don't want to get into it, but that's
Bill Withers was great, man. I love all that old soul music and just great stuff.
Anyway. Well, it's good to see you guys. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks for leaving us on a real somber note there.
I got to go get this laminated so I can
by the way, the
bust
movie,
up through
the Tom Hardy Leonardo movie was called The Revenant.
Revenant.
If you haven't seen that, that's a good one too.
That's right.
So check it out.
Sir, I'm sorry you can't come through.
I think speaking of Leo movies.
I'm sorry.
You've got your paper?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'll be going through here. Okay, sir, this is...
I'm clear. I've got this paper.
Trying to think of a place I wouldn't be getting. Whatever.
Also, I would like to give you The Wolf of Wall Street. Your boys will love that.
Oh. Okay. That's probably okay.
Yeah, they probably would, but yeah.
Yeah,
they probably would.
Coming up after the jingle, we get Sam Hunt, Chris Young, Kane Brown, Damon John from Shark Tank as well. Some pretty good interviews for you guys.
Is 6 a.m. right now.
All right, guys, have a great one. Be safe. Disinfect, sanitize. We love you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Sam Hunt's on the hotline.
Hey, Sam, and this is your fault. We have been listening to Webb Pierce now because you put him in our head recently. And there's so many great songs. Lyrically, these songs, you just forget how deep they were.
Yeah, and that's what he could sing, too, man. Just that pure voice.
Play a little bit of this.
They said you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. I saw a stat that Webb Pierce music has increased streaming 5,000% since Sam Hunt put out Hard to Forget.
Well, wow. There was like one person. So I mean, anyway, hey, Sam, so excited to have you on and welcome back. The album is out. It's called Southside. It's available now. And Hard to Forget is on there. And we bring up Webb Pierce because he samples it in there. What made you pick Webb Pierce?
Actually, I stumbled across that idea through a co-write I was in. I wanted to sample a song for a while now. I've been trying to do it for years, but I was picking from earlier later eras. And Luke Laird, guy right within town, he played that for me one day and said, man, I made this little thing. I thought of you and made this little sample thing. What do you think about it? And he sort of presented it like he wasn't sure if I was going to be into it or not, and it was a little hesitant. But as soon as he played it, I was like, man, that's the perfect song. And it went right into that drum groove, and I was like, man, I don't – you know, we messed around a little bit with it that day, but didn't really have a great idea for it, lyrical idea. But I was like, man, just don't play that for anybody else. Hold that for me.
Wow, so he actually came to you with the sample already done and said, look, here's my idea. Let's write a song around this.
Yeah, he literally, at first, he sang it into his phone. He was singing with the Webb Pierce hook, and then he just started making the drum sound with his mouth, just doing the little drum beatbox, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And then he got to his studio that day and started working it up. But he played both of them for me, and he and I both had very similar upbringings, both love a lot of the same styles of music. So I think he knew that that was just right in the sweet spot of something I would like.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, he played that for me, and it's off to the races.
I remember when we played the song.
I came to you and said, dude, this Sam Hunt, because I follow you on social media and stuff, and I saw whenever the song was first released, and I turned it on, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so awesome. But I was a little hesitant to bring it to these guys because it's different.
It's different, but
yeah,
man,
I know.
It's so
I was worried that it would, for the purists out there, that it would might upset them. I didn't want to be disrespectful to a classic, if you know a little bit about Webb Pierce and his I don't know what we call it, eccentric. I don't know what just his personality.
Oh, yeah, he was eccentric.
Showiness. Yeah, you know, you get the feeling that he wouldn't have minded too much that we sampled this song.
Well, look, here we are talking about Webb Pierce today because of this.
I saw one negative thing that somebody posted was like, Webb Pierce is turning over in his grave, and I meet, and 20 people, including me, going, you obviously never don't know anything about him, because right. he would think this was the coolest thing ever.
Well, the song is called Hard to Forget. It's on Southside, which is available now, and if you haven't heard it, here it is. It's Sam Hunt. Here's Hard to Forget. Sam Hunt.
That's
and
my jam, baby.
Hard to Forget. God, we'll be singing that all day in our head. It's on Southside, which is the new album from Sam Hunt, and you definitely want to get that for sure. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk more with Sam Hunt on the way. Just a second. Hang on. Do we have to hold off on this?
I'm good. I got it.
Sam Hunt is with us. The album is available now. It's called Southside, and Sam has been nice enough to take the, pretty sure you don't have anything else to do.
Not right now.
How did you handle all the coronavirus stuff?
Well, I've just been following the advice of the experts and staying at home. And fortunately, we've been stocked up with food. And I just moved out a little further out of town than I lived 6 months ago. So I'm out in the woods, and we got a dog out there, and a little dirt bike and four-wheeler, and I just fiddle around the house the past few days and watch the turkeys. The turkeys are starting to come out and strut, so I've been watching the turkeys.
So you, when you get out there, isn't it kind of like, I know Bubba said the other day, this is kind of a reset for all of us, and it might be kind of good for us to find a silver lining in all of it, a chance for us to kind of find a happier place.
Yeah, we're reconnecting. I find that, you know, if you look past, Sam, if you look past the negativities. Yes, there's a lot of people out of work. There are people dying. There's a lot of businesses that are struggling. But if you look past that to the human level, it seems like people are reconnecting with their families. I think it's good to get that core built again. And it's also good for us to look around instead of always at our phones. I think a lot of us are Netflixed out.
Yeah.
There's a certain point when you sit around the house and you've watched all your Netflix and you've scrolled through your phone enough that you've seen it all, that you start to choose, you know, going for a walk over watching something on Netflix or having a conversation with somebody in your family or that you care about, as opposed to binging something on Netflix. And I think that's a good thing, because, you know, a lot of times you don't have much time much downtime, so, you know, you're going to just kill it with things that maybe aren't as soul cleansing, but yeah, man, I think you're right. I think there's something to that. Yeah.
A couple days ago, I went out to the back deck, and there's my son sitting there by himself, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm watching Netflix." I'm like, "Outside?" And he said, "Yeah, it's nice out." That's exactly what he told me, and I'm like, "You know what?
Baby steps."
He never would have. Yeah, exactly. He never would have said that a month ago.
And you know what? Next time you see me, he's gonna be like, "What are you doing?" Whittling. Okay, well, good. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
That'd be awesome.
The album is called Southside. It's available now. You can get all the information, samhunt.com, or wherever you get your music. And Sam, hey, we're so glad and proud of your music that you're putting out, man. It's so good, and glad to have you back in the game. And
yeah, you were gone too long, man.
It was a little while.
Yeah, one song every four.
It flew by, but I'm happy to be back, man. I'm as excited as ever about the right now and the next. In the coming future, next few years. So,
yeah.
And I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me while I got my stuff together.
And before we get rolling here, okay, so like you put out Body Like a Back Road, and that was kind of the only song for like 3 years or whatever it was. Do you have stuff backed up? So like, you know, if you decide to disappear again, we can just put out music while you're in your little hiatus?
I don't have a whole lot of music backed up, but I do absolutely plan on making more music as I go, so that I don't find myself without any music to put out anymore going forward. So hopefully I won't have that problem again.
Good.
Sam, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Be safe.
Thanks, fellas. See ya.
Chris Young has been on quarantine.
All right, have you watched every Star Wars thing now at your house while you've been quarantined?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something that is going to make you judge the level of my internet. There's actually one Star Wars movie that I have not seen.
Which one?
Rogue Squadron.
Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite one. Rogue One is my favorite out of everything that's been done since the original the trilogy.
Yeah, and everyone that I know is like, dude, you haven't seen Rogue One? Go watch Rogue One. I haven't seen it, and I always forget about it. And then, like, until I just said this right now, I'd forgotten completely that I need to go watch it.
Yeah,
Can you rent it? Is it old?
No, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, I've got Disney. Yeah, I've got a place I can go watch it. I just keep forgetting.
Yeah,
have you seen Tiger King yet?
No, and everyone's been talking about it, and the more people talk about it, the more they tell me what it's about, it just sounds like I would cringe the entire time.
I didn't want to watch it, but I watched one episode, and I got sucked into it. And then everything, like, flipped by episode 3, and I'm like, what in the world? Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It'll make you want to Purell your eyeballs.
So I've been, like, kind of riding the line between... I went back and like restarted Legends of Tomorrow, which is very, very like fulfilling my nerdy side. And then I also, when I need a change of pace, went back and started from the very beginning, Dexter.
Oh, so, yeah. And I love me some Dexter.
I've never seen that.
Dexter's good up until really about the last season. And then it kind of, yeah, they try to figure out how to
falls off right at the end.
Yeah. They try and figure out how to wrap it up. And it just kind of gets dumb.
It felt rushed.
Yeah, just didn't I like? He just wanted to keep going. Like I know they had to end it, but I wanted him to. I don't know.
Yeah, they did that with Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I think the ending of Battlestar Galactica was arguably worse.
Yeah, I'll say that. But like the series itself, all the way up until the last like two or three episodes, amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, it's good talking to you, Chris. So.
You know what I haven't done? Hey, Chris, here's how bad of a Star Wars nerd I am. I have not watched the new season of Clone Wars.
Okay, you know what? That's forgivable, though, because that's not, you know, like too crazy a thing. That's one of the offshoots. So I could see that.
I don't know,
You've
man.
You've seen The Mandalorian, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Chris Young's joining us. He is at your house, I guess, right? You're at the house?
Yeah, I've been at my house a little bit longer than I guess technically I've had to be for kind of self-isolating and sheltering in place. But I kind of got ahead of it just a little bit once stuff started closing before the city of Nashville actually said, hey, for 14 days, we need you to stay at home. Mainly because, you know, I would love to be over at my parents' house right now, but my dad's one of the people that's super, super at risk.
Yeah.
Just because he's had a heart attack. He's missing a part of his lung from when he beat lung cancer. And, you know, he's just getting up there age-wise. So. Yeah.
Do they have an iPhone? Or are you able to FaceTime them? Or no, I'm saying that. I mean, are you able to see them?
Do they have technology?
An iPhone, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
Some people's my parents are droid people. And I'm like, what are you doing? How can I FaceTime you?
Well, if you need to do that, you can actually you can download Google Duo, which is a really good way to get on there without having to use FaceTime between devices.
Oh, Google Duo. So I can FaceTime non-iPhone people that way.
The simple video calling app. Okay, so it's just it works on any phone, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're just using it through the. It's an app.
Thank you, Chris. I think Chris Young has helped a lot of families right now because I'm not the only person who's kind of in that situation. So
Google Duo, simple, high quality video calls for smartphones, tablets, computers, and smart displays like Google Nest Hub Max. Thank you, Google, for pushing this your own products.
That is great, though.
Are you doing much writing right now?
So I'm trying as much as I possibly can. It is so weird to say this, but there's something to be said about being in the same room as somebody because you can read their body language. You can immediately kind of talk together and over one another and still hear each other at the same time. And you have a little bit of a disconnect with that over FaceTime or, you know, Duo or anything else when you're doing a kind of that digital barrier between you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little lag.
I've written a couple songs so far that way.
Are any good? Are they something you want to share with us?
Any good?
I mean, sometimes, you know, they're good or bad. I mean, listen, if you write songs, you know it's a bad one.
No, they're good. And it's just one of those things that I don't know that if I'd ever had to do it before that I wouldn't be like, oh, no, it'll just be exactly the same. But it's not. It is a little bit different.
I've been writing a little bit. I'm trying to get into it. Just kind of what I'm going through with all this. I'm trying to – maybe you could help me. What rhymes with cheese poof? You have any ideas for me? Cheese poofs are the nasty ones. I don't like cheese poofs.
Which ones are the ones that like dissolve in your mouth?
Cheese poofs.
Those are great.
No, because you end up you get it. You think, okay, the first couple, yeah, you let them dissolve, and then you get anxious and you start chewing them, and then they get embedded into your teeth. Like, and then you gotta like get a water pick. Serious.
First world problems as, you know, we're going through the coronavirus. We're worried about cheese poofs getting stuck in your teeth.
Are you going to push this album release later? I know it's supposed to be out sometime this year. But is this corona stuff pushing everything? What's the conversation you had with touring with your label and all that?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it will. You know, obviously the hope is that with everyone doing a lot of staying at home and with a lot of places around the country really being in a shelter in place mode, hopefully we expedite, you know, there's a lot of buzzwords getting thrown around, but you know, everybody talks about flattening the curve and trying to make this not as aggressive on not only people that we're around, but also the medical system. You know, big shout out to all of the healthcare workers out there that are dealing with this right now, just as much as anybody else is. You're on the front lines of it, so thank you. But, you know, my hope is that by, you know, I think we canceled everything through the middle of May, but hopefully by the end of May, you know, we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel on this. And that's my hope. Hopefully,
I think it's everybody's hope.
Yeah. And I'm back on the road sooner rather than later.
Well, the new song is this current song, Drowning. It's available. You can catch up with Chris Young and online, all your social medias. I see you're doing some stuff on social. So, man, take care of your dad and your folks. And, man, be safe. And thanks for checking in with us, brother.
Absolutely. Same to you guys.
Are you and Bubba getting together and watching Star Wars?
No, that's
stuff?
True. We could do a Google Zoom and we can watch like Rogue One together.
You just have to hit play at the exact same time.
Yeah, we'll just go, okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Please let this happen.
People are doing that. Like, my wife watched Twilight with some friends the other day. I'm like, y'all are weird. But, you know, whatever it takes to get together, you know, okay, yeah, whatever.
Chris, thanks.
Hey, you know what? Whatever makes them happy.
That's it. Right,
that's it. Chris Young, everyone. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, guys.
See you later, bud.
See you guys.
Man, I wish we could talk to someone who's super talented and has a number one song right now.
What about on this line?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Man.
Hello?
Kane Brown, what's going on, man?
Hey, Kane.
What up, dude?
Just hanging in, man. I just woke up like 21 minutes ago. What are y'all doing?
21 minutes ago. Not 22, not 20, but 21 minutes ago. That's what my wife does. I'm like, hey, what time do you want me to pick you up? She'll say, 8:06. I'm like, why not 8 o'clock?
Or 8:05.
Yeah.
Just extra 6 minutes, man. I'll take any time I can get.
Hey, do you get up in the middle of the night and help with, you know, the baby stuff and all that?
Well, my thing is I don't my bedtime's usually like 4 a.m. but my wife hates it. So I've been trying to come to bed around 1 or 2 recently.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I'm always, if I hear her crying, I immediately go and try and get her before she wakes Kate up.
Oh, that's a bonus. Yeah, because, like, what time does she normally go to bed? Your wife, I'm talking about, not the baby.
They both go to bed around the same time. Well, the baby usually 9 to 10, and Kate usually over 10.
Yeah, that's good. So you're giving her a good 4 to 5 hours of child care while she sleeps. That's actually, that's perfect.
Oh, Kane, what a good answer. Oh, boy. What artist, if I'd asked that question, would go, nope, I don't help at all.
Why would I do that?
No, that's her baby. No one does that. No one. Just so it's good, Kane. That was a test.
You passed.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Dude, this song with John Legend, I remember here. You put out a little clip like months ago, I think. And I was like, God, this song is so hot. It's so good. I'm not a huge John Legend fan. I really don't know much John Legend. Honestly.
I like when his wife goes crazy on people. I do.
I don't even know what that means. But
everybody else does.
But when I heard this song, I was like, dude, this is gonna be a smack. This song is gonna be enormous.
You know what it is? It's like Lone Star Amazed, that kind of epic ballad that we haven't had in a long time.
I guess. Dude, that's first off, I'm a huge fan of Amazed. But coming from y'all, man, it means a lot. We'll just have to see what it does. I'm just grateful John did it because I feel like I'm a baby artist compared to him.
Well, I was going to say it's going to totally open up your fan base even more. I mean, obviously, you're pretty much owning country over the past 2 years, and I think there's a lot of people in the other side of the world that are going to go, whoa, wait a minute, what is this? Mm-hmm. So it's good. This exposure is good for country music.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I have this new album that I'm working on. There's a lot more features on it than people would have never expected. I'm really excited to share it with a lot of people. So,
are you in the bathtub? What are you doing? What's going on?
He's taking a shower.
I had to flush a water bill for my wife.
Kane Brown is on with us, and of course, we wish
you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, we're the first to do it for this coming year.
That might be the next time we actually see you in studios.
We
by
wish
Christmas.
You Merry Corona. That's why a lot of people are putting up their Christmas lights, too.
Yeah, have you heard about that?
Yeah, I never took mine down.
Oh, good.
You never took them down?
Good. I know Kenny Chesney's are still up, too.
He said he's kidding.
Oh. Well, yeah, I leave mine up usually till now.
Yeah, it's smart. Why do I have to keep taking them down for?
Yeah, they're festive anyway. They look better.
Yeah.
White lights are for landscaping, people. Go colored because it's better.
Hey, let me ask you this, Kane. When you get back, when all this settles down, do you think the economy is going to be like it just explode with people going out to concerts and restaurants and bars and clubs?
Man, I saw a thing literally last night. The dude was like, he made a funny video, and I was like, oh, quarantine's over. And so he walks outside. He talks to one person. The conversation's awkward. He's like, all right, I've had enough of this. Walks back inside, locks his house, and just gets back on his phone like he's back in quarantine.
I hope not. I hope it's not that way. I think when we get out of this, it's going to be huge. I think the economy bounces back very strong. That's going to take a little time, yeah, obviously. And the people who have been without jobs, you know.
Those jobs are going to come back because come back. As soon as people start, you know, it's like hibernation. As soon as people start coming out of the lockdown hibernation, we're going to need those people out there working. So the jobs will rebound.
So.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think that we have somebody that's very business. So I believe the jobs are gonna, you know. I feel like the work's gonna come back. I do feel bad for the small businesses, you know, that have to shut down, especially like the ones in LA and stuff like that. But I don't know. I feel like everything happens for a reason. God's got a plan, and it's gonna work out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, man, we'll let you get back to your morning and taking care of the baby, and tell Caitlin we said hey, and have a great rest of it, and be safe. Wash your hands.
Yes, sir. Y'all as well.
All right,
I
see
know what y'all doing that video.
Yeah, you know. All right, see you, Kane. All right, bye. From the hit show Shark Tank, Damon John joins us on the hotline. What's up, Damon? How are you? Have you washed your hands lately?
I washed my hands 9,000 times.
Okay. All right.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm currently washing Bubba's hands, and he's washing my hands.
It's pretty great.
We got so tired of our own hands.
I'm like, yeah. You know, it's weird. I will say this. I've lost so much weight. Every time I wash my hands, my wedding ring falls off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So how are you holding up on all this, man? Yeah. What are some tips that you got for us on this this quarantine time?
Well, I'm holding up like everybody else. I'm reevaluating my business, my staff, and my time, what we've been doing, and how I can, first of all, hold on to the most valuable thing in a company, which is my staff, and second of all, how I can take advantage of the opportunity. So I've been, educating myself more on a lot of the virtual ways. I'm a public speaker, so a lot of other companies are stepping up as well and trying to do things virtually. And I'm advising as many companies and corporations as I can on the best ways to move forward and hopefully not, you know, be as affected as a lot of people are. It's just a very, very tough time for a lot of people. And regardless, this thing is not going away for 4 to 6 months. Even economically, I don't believe it's going to go away for about a year. And we have to just deal with it and see what can we do, because the reality is it's here and we're dealing with it, you know?
You know, for the longest time, like it was a buzzword back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, the whole telecommuting thing where, hey, you can work from home. But now this has forced a lot of people into it. Do you think it transforms businesses moving forward to where they say, well, you know, maybe we don't need an office?
100%. You know, what's happening now is, if you can imagine before 9/11, how you went through an airport to how do you go through an airport now? The life will never go back to where it's you've been. So we're going to be very concerned about, touching people as well. So a lot of people are going to close down and go into a virtual way. I know a guy who owns 15 restaurants. He just decided, hey, I don't have foot traffic anymore. I'm closing my restaurants right now, and I used to have 50 people working in each one, because half of them were cleaning the place, and you know, we had 200 seater restaurants. And now I'm out of one kitchen in Miami, and all 15 restaurants just deliver, and now we only have 7 people for all 15 restaurants, and we work virtually through the Uber Eats of the world and the Postmates of the world, and people are now getting all their food. I've reduced my outlay of income. Of cash by 80%, and I've increased my profit by about 20%. And, you know, a lot of people are making changes like that.
You know, Damon, I'm glad you're here, because you have such a great business mind. I want to ask you, do you think, with everything that's going on, should Bubba and I fire our producer, Patrick, right now, or should we let him keep working? Patrick walks in.
The one that got me on it. Patrick's the one that got me on the air with you guys, right?
Yeah, it's totally kidding, because he's so worried about.
Yeah, no, I'm about to say, I think he needs a raise. I think he needs a raise.
Thank you.
He got a great bonus this year.
Damon John is with us from Shark Tank. He's got the new book out. It's called Power Shift: Transform Any Situation, Close Any Deal, Achieve Any Outcome. It's amazing book, a great read from a very smart mind, Damon John. Patrick, do you have any, as you kind of run the our company, questions for Damon that you have as someone who is a kind of a business guy as well?
Wow, you kind of put me on the spot there. I was going to ask a question about Shark Tank, just because I'm such a fan and I watch it on CNBC all the time, because they play reruns, I think, 24 hours a day on CNBC. What's the one thing that you bought or that you invested in on Shark Tank that you regretted?
Actually, none of them have ever been a regret. Some of the people have been regrets working with, but I tend not to publicly speak about them, because unfortunately my voice holds a little bit of weight and I don't want to hurt them in any of their future endeavors. But it's normally the people. It's never the product.
You know what I'm doing right now? I am wearing Bombas socks, which is one of your investments.
Bombas socks is one of my investments. They're in my book, Power Shift, and that's a perfect example of somebody who exercised power, and they are the number one invested product in Shark Tank history. So if you ever interview any of those other underachievers who call themselves sharks, I want you to remind them who has the number one invested product in Shark Tank history.
Boom.
Hey, should we, with all this stuff with quarantine and shutting down things at the house and having meetings on video conference chat and all this stuff, I keep hearing the Zoom app keeps popping up everywhere. Do I need to be putting money into this?
I believe so. I believe that the market, that's a good question. The market's going to dial back. I believe we're going down to probably 14,000, and Zoom is going to keep growing. But right now we've had a recent pop due to the stimulus package. I believe it's going to go down, Zoom, a good amount. And yes, you should absolutely buy Zoom. But there's going to be a lot of other companies that are going to be, on discount. I mean, Amazon right now, they're going crazy. They're selling to everybody. And they also have Whole Foods, which everybody's buying from Whole Foods. Then you have Shopify, everybody. If retail stores are falling by the wayside, well, then if you're an Instagram person or you want to sell anything, you're going to open up a Shopify account. And, of course, Facebook, that owns other things like WhatsApp and Instagram and all these other companies. So these companies are going to be on discount. So if you want to be an entrepreneur right now, but you don't want to open up a store and deal with all the headaches, then invest in other entrepreneurs like a Steve Jobs or a Tesla or other people. Let other billionaires work for you instead of you working for them. There's various ways to make money.
I find it interesting, too, that, you know, in this new touchless society that we have, that the stocks haven't, I mean, they have rebounded a little bit, but there's a lot of these companies, like Walmart, for one. I mean, Walmart and Amazon, they ship so much stuff to people. I am surprised their stocks haven't just skyrocketed right now.
Well, because the question becomes, on an Amazon standpoint, is, I know you ship a lot to everybody, but how many people are not going to be able to get their goods out of China, or they're going to create a bottleneck in the shipping system? Some places will do well, but if a lot of people don't have inventory because either, let's say you have my buddy who has sponges from Shark Tank Scrub Daddy. He may only have 1 million units. Now, after you go through the 1 million units, and because everybody needs sponges right now, well, then you don't have inventory for 3 months. So you look at stuff like that, or the Walmarts where the doors are, you know, their stores are emptier, and you do realize that the reason they're not popping are for various other reasons. Like, you'll look at Disney Plus and say Disney Plus is absolutely amazing. However, how many people could go to the Disney parks and the Disney cruises? So it gets a little bit complicated with that. I like brands and or things that are touchless, period. Like I said, Shopify and Facebook. Facebook and Shopify don't need any inventory to ship. Everybody's just on there doing live Instagram, parties now, right? That's owned by Facebook. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. Facebook is owned by Facebook. So you want things that are not inventory-based and more technology-based, I would recommend. But again, go to your financial advisor. I am not your professional financial advisor, but I'm just giving you some questions that you can ask yourself.
I just like hearing him talk about the market, you know, because he thinks about it in ways that, you know, our brains don't work that
way. He's also looking at it forward, too. You want to check out the book Power Shift. This is a chance for you to really look at your future again. And, you know, you're sitting at the house and you have nothing to do. Read the book and then reassess where you're at and where you want to be.
Yeah, you may be going through a thing where you're like, hey, I'm laid off. I'm furloughed. You may want to start rethinking what my career is. Pick up the book, man, and like Bubba said, it may give you a whole new outlook on what you should be doing with your life, man. Damon, thank you, man. I wish you were smarter and better at this, but you know, we'll take what we can get.
Thank you so much for keeping us all informed, making us laugh during this tough time where, you know, people need a little bit of an escape. And please pick up the Power Shift. There's so many people in there you can learn from, but it's the famous ones, but there's also some people that you may not know that really have changed their lives, and because they were stuck home years ago, there's keys in there for what exactly you can do today to change your life, and I promise you, it will work.
Good Damon stuff. John, Power Shift is the book. Check it out. Thanks, Damon.
Thanks, Damon.
Thank you, guys.